Limitless, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a night light on, for that night light is out of the book of Psalms, the hymn book of the Hebrew people, in Psalms 91 and verse 5, "Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night." In our modern world, the terror by night manifests in various forms. The blaring of a fire alarm, the sound of a break in, the sudden onset of illness, or devastating news of a loved one's passing. We live in a world filled with sorrow and ever-present specter of death. It's natural to anticipate facing hardship and difficulties, whether in the dark of night or brightest of day. However, as believers, we're promised that we need not be afraid, no matter what terror we may encounter. And why should we as children of God be fearless in the face of these terrors? The answer lies in the comforting truth that our Heavenly Father is always with us. Throughout even the loneliest and darkest of hours, He is our omnipotent watchman, our tireless guardian, our faithful friend. Nothing can happen without His sovereign permission. Even the depths of hell are subject to His authority. The darkness is as clear as day to Him. He has promised to be a wall of fire around His people, an impenetrable barrier against all harm. But while those who do not believe in Christ may have reason to fear, if you are not saved, there's a holy God above that one day you will stand before. If you have a guilty conscience within, there's a real hell below. And those of us who find our rest in Jesus are safe from those terrors. Let me explain why those are legitimate things to be afraid of. Some fear is legitimate. We need fear. Last summer, I went to Yellowstone, and a tourist had been killed less than a mile from the hotel that I stayed in by a bear. And so there were signs all over warning about the dangers of bears. Now, they weren't doing that warning to precipitate unnecessary fear in the part of the tourist. They wanted them to have a good fear that would keep them from facing harm. So when there's really a situation to be afraid of, fear is your friend. So just understand that. And so God wants us to be aware that one day there will be a judgment day. One day we will stand before a holy God. One day there is the reality of heaven and hell that will be meted out. And we need to make sure that we have the saving grace of Jesus attached to our lives. So let's cast aside all gloomy thoughts and unfounded fears. God has not forgotten to be gracious, nor has He withheld His mercy. Even if our souls are shrouded in darkness, we need not be terrified, for the God of love remains unchanging. Though the night may be dark and dreary, the darkness cannot hide us from our loving Father. He's the one who tirelessly watches over His children with a protective gaze. Take heart, for in Him we can find peace and security, even in the midst of life's most terrifying moments. Mighty Father God, I pray that You just be with us. Help us, Lord, to cast our cares upon You and not to live in unnecessary fear. Lord, if we're not right with You, help us to let that fear compel us to get into a right relationship with You. But once we're in it, God, help us to live with boldness and confidence and faith and assurance. Thank You for all that You've done. Be with us in this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God, You, but Jesus loves You so much more.